Okay, good. Okay. Good to work, everybody. Welcome to the last shiur of this season in terms of the Motzei Shabbos shiur, with the clocks changing tonight. As many of you are aware, this past Shabbos, a number of shuls, most of the shuls, maybe all the shuls in our community, devoted shiurim and rushes and so on to the Torah of Amoron Rabbeinu Hagaon v'Yosef Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik, Rav Zichron Livracha, in advance commemoration of his 25th Yahrzeit, which falls on Chol Moed Pesach, gets us felt by the organizer, the Pesach time while people are away, and other schedules and so on, so they ask people to speak about it this week. So I thought it would be a fitting sort of conclusion to our Motzei Shabbos series to say something from him on the issue of Kiddush at the end of Parshas Pekudei, which is the second of the two sedes that we read this morning. So the Torah speaks about how steps were taken to, in effect, sanctify not only the Kalim of the Mishkan, but the people who were working in the Mishkan. Speaks about applying the Shemana Mishkan and so on in the Torah a number of times. So at the end of the Sedra, mentions, for example, starting in Perek Mem, the Torah says a number of times the expression V'kidashta also, for example, in Pasuk Tes, the Perek Mem, V'lokachta Shemana Mishkan, Mashachlas, the Mishkan is called V'kidashta also. That's called Kelo V'Hoyer Kodesh, describes the Mishkan, right? It's to sanctify the Mishkan, and V'Hoyer Kodesh, it is to be Kodesh. And again, the next Pasuk Yud, Moshachtos Mizbach Olo, it's called Kelo V'Kidash Tars HaMizbech, V'Hoyer Mizbech Kodesh Kodoshim. And the next Pasuk Yud Aleph, Moshachtos HaKior, it's Kano V'Kidash Tars So. And then regarding the Kohanim again, regarding Aaron, it says Moshachtos So V'Kidash Tars So V'Kihem Li, and so on. So obviously, the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, I'm talking about Beis HaMikdash, the place which is infused with Kedusha. That's really what it's all about. And what I'd like to look at tonight, understanding that Soloveitchik suggests, is what is the mocker? Where does Kedusha emanate from? What makes something kosher? So we know that the root word, Kuf Dalet Shin, the root word, the Shoresh, of Kadosh, of Kedusha, and we translate it as holy or sanctified, really means distinct or separate, or out of the ordinary. We make Kiddush on Friday. Same word. So we're indicated there's a distinction between the day that's about to start and the day that just ended, right? From Mavdil, we have Dalazir, Mavdil and Kodosh Rechol. So again, a day which is Kodosh, or item which is Kodosh, or a person which is Kodosh, has Kedusha by dint of the fact, so to speak, that the person has is distinct or is separate from others. And obviously, Kedusha emanates from Kodosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk says in Tilim Parakav Beis, V'ato Kadosh, Shoshet Tufusel, we describe a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Kadosh, and he gives us a mitzvah in the beginning of Parak Yutes of Vayikra, the Kadoshim Tiyuki Kadosh Ani, and so on. So there's this notion of Kedusha, and the Kedusha emanates from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But how do we then sort of transfer that Kedusha to items? We'll talk tonight about people, and we'll talk about Zman either, but the items that we grant the certain status of Kedusha. Well, how does the Kedusha sort of spread, if you will? How does the Kedusha move from a Kodesh Baruch Hu to these items that have a certain sanctity? What does it mean that the items have sanctity? So first of all, in general, the assumption is that the Kedusha of a Kodesh Baruch Hu was manifested in Har Sinai, right? Or pointed out that the Torah was given. That was the sort of the origin of Kedusha. The Ramban as an important beginning of his commentary to Parshas Truma, where in effect what the Ramban says is that the Mishkan's purpose, or one of the Mishkan's purposes, is to in effect make Har Sinai portable, right? To take the experience of the Kedusha of Har Sinai. Har Sinai doesn't have lasting Kedusha. The Torah says that as soon as Zimsho Hayova, Hemi Alu Bahar, right? Originally there was a rule you couldn't go on to Har Sinai. Balto, Som, Som, Lemor, and so on, Yishama, Lechon, Alos, Baran, Go, Bechacheo. Okay, but you're not allowed to go on to Har Sinai. But after the Mount Torah event, Har Sinai has no ongoing or no lasting Kedusha. Once Mount Torah is over, so today, I mean, I was at the place where they, I'm thinking, yeah, we're there, right, exactly. Okay, in those days, when we were in the Shiva Eretz Yisrael, the Sinai was still part of Yisrael, so I had to live there. They have out, there's a monastery up there. Whether that's really Har Sinai, they don't know. that you know the Arabs referred to Moses, the old Bedouin zone referred to that area as Jebel Musa, which means the mountain of Moses. So they think, and also there's some archaeological evidence in the sense that it's the only mountain in that area that has a large plateau below where people could have stood. That's different theories, whatever. But the point is, there's no issue. You can go up. There's no kedusha. There's no. So what happened to that kedusha? The kedusha was transferred, so to speak, to the Mishkan. That's how the Ramban really writes. And as I say in his introduction to the whole presentation, the second half of the Sefer Shmos, so the beginning of Parshas Truma, the stories of the Mishkan, which concluded this morning. So there we understand how the Kedusha was sort of transferred, so to speak, from Har Sinai to the Mishkan. The question is, what happens from there moving forward? So we're familiar with the fact that every Beis HaKnesset and every Beis HaMedrash, the Gemara says at the end of Masechet Megillah, based on a Pasuk Michesel Perkid Aleph, the Pasuk says that even after the Beis HaMikdash Yerushalayim was destroyed, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the Navi, who was encouraging the Jewish people not to give up hope and so on, and he says, right? I will be for them like a Mikdash Ma'at. Why has a drasha chav tet and al Megillah Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Elu Bate Knesios Ubate Midrasha Shem Bava. Right, this is a reference to the shuls and the Bate Medrash and Bava. Bava meaning not only Bava, but wherever the Jewish people at that time they were Bava. Wherever the Jewish people are, every Beis HaKnesset, every Beis HaMedrash has, so to speak, a status in a certain sense of a Mikdash Ma'at, of the Beis HaMikdash in a certain way. I once heard Rabbi Pinchas Taitz in Halacha from Elizabeth. So Rabbi Pinchas Taitz once sort of compared it. He said, like you have a concept in world law, international law today, like an embassy. Right? So I was just in Poland. We passed by the American embassy. If I walk into the American embassy, I'm officially considered to be on United States soil, even though in the middle of Warsaw somewhere, but it's United States soil over here in Washington. If you go to the Russian embassies, that's a, right? So every shul, so to speak, has the kedusha, is like, even though it's in Bavel or it's in the United States or wherever it may be, but it's like an embassy, you know, it has somehow a taste, a smattering of the kedusha for Eretz Yisrael. But again, what's that? Say it again? Okay. Anyway, the point being that there's this concept of kedusha which extends beyond, again, starts from Har Sinai, that was carried over to the Mishnah. And in a certain sense, the question is, how do we kind of view that? In other words, do we view that? We need more than that just to say that the Kedusha was extended. Or from where does the Kedusha emanate? It's important to note, and for full disclosure, there's a Ran in Megillah on the Ches Amad Aleph in the pages of the Rif, where the Ran discusses what is the status of the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesset. What's the status of the Kedusha of the Shul? Okay? And this leads us into the part of the discussion. According to this Ran, he quotes the Ramban. It's a long Ran, he quotes the Ramban. I'm not going to read the whole list. You can look it up on the page there in Megillah, where the Ran quotes the Ramban, that every Beis HaKnesset is really in the category of a tashmish of tashmishin mitzvah, which we're going to get to in a second. Tashmishin mitzvah, the items used for a mitzvah. It comes to shul, you daven in the shul, meaning that there's not necessarily an inherent kedusha, okay? That's correct. In a second, that's exactly what the Ramban seems to say. Okay, and that really throws us into a discussion on the sugya on the chavav on the days in Megillah, chavav on the days in Megillah, where the Gemara distinguishes exactly between different types of items that he used for mitzvahs. Okay, and the nafkamina is what happens when the an item is no longer usable. The mitzvah is done already. So the Gemara says in Megillah, it's chav vav in the base. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan. The Gemara distinguishes tashmishay mitzvah and tashmishay kedusha. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, tashmishay mitzvah nizrakin, right? Tashmishay kedusha nignozin. Tashmishay nizrakin, tashmishay kedusha nignozin. What does it mean? It means that something which is tashmishay mitzvah, once the mitzvah is over, you can throw the item out. Has no inherent sanctity to it. There's no inherent kedusha to it. You can get rid of it after you use it to throw it out. Mizrokin. Whereas tashmisha kedusha, but something which is tashmisha kedusha, that is mignozim. You have to put it in what we call shemitz. So I mean, mignozim to put it in the gemiza. Shemitz, I think I mentioned it this. I was a little kid. I thought shemitz was a Yiddish word. Okay, it's not. The word shemitz means names. Shemos, right? Names are Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? The word that had said put it in shemitz. I don't know what the word meant. But in any event, so that's called the gemiza. Okay, Now Rashi explains Tashmishim Mitzvah. The Dorm Shishim Shabahem Mitzvah. And the Gemara goes on to give examples. The Elohim Tashmishim Mitzvah. Here are some examples of Tashmishim Mitzvah. Sukkah, Lulu, Shofar, Tzitzis. Nothing more says here. Our text. Find Tashmishim Kedusha. Duluske Svarim, Tfilin, Zuzas, Tikshal Sefer Torah. But not Tfilin, with Zuo Osean. Our things have to do with Tfilin, okay, with the Sefer Torah, including the that which covers the Sefer Torah, that which wraps the Sefer Torah, the Ritzuos and the Tzillin. By the way, people point out, it's a lot of times when people put on their Tzillin, they have to open the Tzillin and the Ritzuos land up on the floor. Right? So we try to tell them, step on it. I tell them, I mean, do it over a table, do it over a chair, so it shouldn't land on the floor, right? The Ritzuos have Kedusha. So that's the distinction between Tashmishei Mitzvah and Tashmishei Kedusha. For those who are interested, the Prima Godin has an Or Chaim in Siman Kuf Nun Gimel Sukkot and Tes Vav in the Mishpat Osav, that's the Mishpat Osav, that's his comment on the Taz. He has a list of different, really, like he drives, sort of breaks it down to six different things. There's the item that has inherent Kedusha itself, there's the Tashmish Kedusha, Tashmish did Tashmish, and discusses, you know, what the dinim are. We're not going into great detail on that right now, but there, you know, there are different categories. There's a long but it's interesting just to, like, it kind of tells what can be done with what. It's only six different categories. The Etzim Kedusha, Tashmish Dit Tashmish, the same thing. Mitzvah, Tashmish, Mitzvah, we discuss the differences. If you're looking at interested in terms of the dinim, there's a report there. In Siman Chof Aleph, in Hilchos Tzitzis, in Aruch Chaim, it says, Kedos Malasos, but Tzitzis Shenifzik Vatalisos Yishonim. What do you do with torn Tzitzis? And with the old Talesim, that are ripped. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, I'm just digressing a moment, we should know these names. Chutei Tzitzis Shenifzik Yachol Azorkin La'ashpo. You throw them in the garbage can. Okay? Throw in the garbage can, right? Meshi mitzvah she'ein begufa kedusha. Now, of a kol zman shem kvum atalas, and also sounds like going lichshor b'hem shum dover, keotzav b'hem shum b'zim mitzvah. While it's being used for the mitzvah, then you have a concern of b'zim mitzvah. That's not a mechaberei. Ramor adds, v'yish omrim da'af l'achah shem mitzvah, v'ein legal b'minik b'zoya. Ramor adds that even if there's no ribs, no longer usable, you shouldn't dispose of them in a desecrating kind of way. You don't have to put them in shameless, you don't have to put them in a giza, but you don't throw it out with the orange peels and the chicken bones, you know, and so on. Okay? The Yesh Medakula goes in, some people do put it in, about Machmer and Medakula witches and so on. Machmer says it's okay to be Machmer on it and so on. Now, again, you're looking at the Shabura. You can't use them for, you can throw it out, but you can't use it for, Rosh Hashanah, it's a cotton gimel. Hava also lasos mohem tashmish meguna, the logar tits mitalas, and so on. Anyway, so if you want to look it up, you can look in Aruch Chaim, see in Chof Aleph. Again, you shouldn't put it in a place where people are going to step on it and so on. Sometimes I see, it's unfortunate, but sometimes I think it's wrong. After Sukkot, if people are done with the lulav and the shofar, whatever, and you see it in a pile of leaves, because it's usually leaf collection time. So people put out their leaves, and then I've seen the lulav. Cars go. I thought cars drive over I thought it's not right. Some people have a minig to burn the lulav with the chametz. There was somebody that told me, he said, I was not there, I smoke for Pesach, and there was a guy came onto the plane with lulav. He said, I don't see him. He said, like, very well. I said, I'm sorry, I just have to ask you. He was bringing it because he wanted to. So that far to go, you have to shut the lulav there, you smoke for Pesach. Yeah. Because Palm's not it, right? Right. I'm right, Pesach.
They didn't realize it was, but they were ready to burn their home.
Right. But that's the way to use it. For one minute, to use another minute. But that, yeah.
The bagging, is that on the same level or lower?
I'll be lower, I think. I have to look at people going, I forgot that. Maybe Tashmish did Tashmish. I forgot. Anyway, but the Gemara does not, and the Rishonim really do not completely. The Ramban, that the Ramban quotes over there in Megillah, the Ramban says the shul has the same kind of status. While it's a shul, that's what the Mishnah is talking about here, the Megillah. What happens in the shul is no longer in use and so on. But the Gemara does not fully explain, well, what sort of qualifies, where is this difference? It gives examples. Tashmishei mitzvah, tzitzis, sukkah, shofar, but it doesn't. But Tashmishei kedusha is tefillin, Sefer Torah, things relate to that, but it doesn't punch it out completely. So in the Nefesh HaChaim, Chaim Volozhin, in Nefesh HaChaim, inshallah, we have an expert in Nefesh HaChaim here, translated to English. Shar Dalet Perek Lamed, he explains as follows: V'gam ki kedusha ve'or mitzvah she tashkin ora osa darachetes asher bo val yodot hesed Perek Dalet Shar Dalet Perek Lamed in Nefesh HaChaim. That's from Chaim Volozhin, Magnum Opus rule. So he writes that Eino Shor Alem Rak Lefi Shaito Be'ei Shav Mitzvah Naseis Lam. Right, that's Tashmish Mitzvah. Avo, HaTorah HaKadosha, and that's the Kira, the Rebbe pointed out. Something which has Torah in it, HaTorah HaKadosha, Kol Mokum Shetazriach Misofia Ora Kedushos HaPam Achaz, Kedushos Olam Tielo. That's what happens. Once something has Kedusha emanating from Torah, that even if it has a temporary use, it's kedusha olam tielo. V'nishar tamid b'kedushaso. Okay, and he quotes this in the Gemara Megillah, Kemosha Shanina b'Brayis, the Gemara we just said, Megillah Chavav b'Beis, Shetashmisha mitzvah nizok l'achar shanas mitzvazim. Shetashmisha kedusha nignazim, v'lachein monu shom, tashmisha tfilin u'mezuzuz v'chval tashmisha kedusha. Machmas parashiyas ha-Torah, shahayu munochum v'sochum pam achat. In other words, the mezuzah, filling along those lines, it's the Torah, the Kedusha, so to speak, emanates, if you will, from the Torah. So what the Rav understood is that the Tashmisha Kedusha, what is the makor for all Kedusha? It's Kedusha, it's sacred Torah, it's Torah. Kedusha emanates from Torah. Yeah, man. Okay.
Doesn't that make sense?
Right. So again, I don't want tonight distinguishing Tashmish and Tashmish. Did Tashmish? But yes, okay. Could be different the case and everything else. So the tools. But again, in terms of the tonight's topic, the makor for kedusha, right? The source of kedusha is Torah. That was the Rabbi saw. The sefer was put out called the Adam the Olamo. Huh?
What if there's something from the Torah? No,
nope, doesn't matter. For our purpose, that doesn't matter.
In Yom Kippur.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyone ask me about that, so I'm going to ask somebody else. I hold this. I think so, yeah, it doesn't matter. Right? It's not the name of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tzukim is something in the Torah, yes. Yes.
So now, the thing that you have between what you have to put in the Zoom and what you're not allowed to use a lot of
computers. No, right, so I don't know to that now. I just wanted to. But again, what I want to stress this evening is Kedusha emanates from Torah. That's the point. Yeah.
So Kedusha to Adam, by way of mitzvot, the source is Torah.
Yeah, I'll mention that in a second, too. Yeah. But, okay, they put out 2 years ago a sefer called Adam Ve'olamo, which is a collection of different essays from the Rav on various different subjects. So on page 208, I know those who are interested in the subject of Shechter, in the sefer, I forgot now what it's Nefesh or Nira, but one of those songs in the back has an essay on this issue, Parashat Dvarim. Okay, but anyway, so here on page 208 of the book called Adam Olamo, he writes, "Mekora shel hakedusha hu hadavar sha'osa ivris mitamelas oso." The Hebrew, not the same Hashem. To answer your question, Monty, just the letter, right? The kedusha of the letter itself. Okay. I guess it's Dvar Hashem. It's come to teach Dvar Hashem. He lemaisa mekar shel kedusha. Kasher he mofia al object, an object. Mibachutz yesh lecha kushpanta shel kedusha. Kol emos shanu medabrim al kedusha, hanu malim al daito is Dvar Hashem. That's the Rav Yisod in this piece. Okay. In other words, Dvar Hashem. That's the makor for tashmisha kedusha. Anytime you have an object that's gufa kedusha primus, these things I'm putting again, you can read it here, that there is a connection between the object and the kedusha. Again, whether it's the same, whether it's tashmish, it discusses, but the idea is that gufa, that kedusha comes from the osios of Dvar Hashem, of the source is Torah. Now, getting back to that, Ron,
it has to be.
Right. In terms of the highest level of Kedusha. Now, the question is, what if I write it? That's a shameless question. But in terms of the source of Kedusha of tefillin, of mezuzah, as opposed to lulav, as opposed to shofar and the walls of the sukkah and so on, so those kind of things have Kedusha, so to speak, when they're used for the mitzvah. But once the yontif is over, again, so you don't throw it out, you know, in a disrespectful fashion. But Lamai says no kedusha, because there's no divar, there's no divrei Torah, there's no words of Torah. Now, the Ramban is of the opinion that that a shul is in the category of tashmishei mitzvah. Okay, but the Ran himself over there in Megillah, Abchet and Alma, disagrees with the Ran. Okay, disagrees with Ramban rather, and he says no. He says kevan sheikro lomar bo dover shem kedusha. He says it is a different source. He says that no, since you read the Torah and you say Dvarim Shebikdusha in Shul, so the Kedusha in Shul on the Rabbanon level was made to have Kedusha of Tashmishei Kedusha, not Tashmishei Mitzvah. Rabban is of the opinion that Shul is only Tashmishei Mitzvah. The Ran there disagrees with Rabban and says that no, it's Kedusha Beis HaKnesses is a Kedusha of Rabbanon because of what you do in a Shul. But the Arishonim, and I'll tell you in a second here, the Urayim, the Sefer Urayim, the Lezer Metz, one of the Balayatosis, the Sefer Urayim, quoted by the Chai Odom and Klal Yudzai and Sifod, quotes the Sefer Urayim that no, Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is a Tashmish Kedusha the Oraisa. His Nafkamina, the din of Mora Mikdash, and the proper respect you have to have for shul, according to the Urayim, is doraisa in the shul as well. Okay, it's doraisa. Okay, and it's interesting that there are some who point out. The Rav point out, I think the Rambam agrees with that because the Rambam, in what's called the Minyan Hakotzer, the Rambam has a three different collections of the mitzvahs. Now he has the Sefer Mitzvahs. Well, he goes through every mitzvah and explains the little details about it. Then he has in the beginning of the Arach HaZokah, it's called the Minyan HaKotzer, just a list of the mitzvahs. And then in each section of the Arach HaZokah, in the Koseres, the introduction, he again says, I'll tell you what mitzvahs are these sections. There's three different lists. Yeah. The main Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Minyan HaKotzer follows the same order as the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and then there's just a one-liner. Okay? And then there's in each section of the Arach HaZokah, when he comes to Ganevi, I'll tell you what mitzvahs are involved in that section. So, in the Minyan HaKotzer, Lo Sases Samachay, and the mitzvah of not to destroy parts of the Beis HaMikdash, Lo Sasam Kel Hashon Okechem, and Pasuk Rei. So, it says, he says, Shalola Abed Beis HaMikdash, Obote Knesios, Obote Mizrashos, willfully destroying Shenema Abed Tabdun. The Rambam understands Abed Tabdun, Lo Sasam Kel Hashon Okechem, the Rav said, and other Achonim bring it also. But the Rav said that perhaps suggests that Rambam would agree with this Yerayim that the Kedusha is a Tashmish Kedusha on a Doraisa level. Okay, and the question becomes, in the Minyan Mitzvah, Lo Sasam Samachai. Now the question is, but one second, if Aryeh Sod is correct, what the Rav said, you know, Adam Olomo, what Ruchai Melozner said, that it's all rooted, so to speak, in the Sefer Torah, so exactly how do we get, it's true that a shul houses the Sefer Torah. So the truth of the matter is, this is what the Rav pointed out, that when it comes to the Mishkan, let's say, which we started with, so the Mishkan is referred to here at the beginning of Parshas Pekudei. Okay, it says, Eilev Ne'arzaj, Eilev Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus. It's called the Mishkan HaEdus. Okay? Mishkan HaEdus. So Rashi says, Mishkan HaEdus HaEdus, L'Yisrael Shavitam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'aseh Egel. But the truth is, as I point out, why it's called Mishkan HaEdus? Because the centerpiece was what's called the Aron HaEdus. And the Aron HaEdus housed the Luchos HaEdus. So everything comes back to the Luchos. In other words, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, and from there to the Beis HaKnesses and so on, the Rav said that the Iker is the Aron with the Luchos, and that's why it's called Mishkan HaEdus, again, Aron HaEdus and so on. And the whole kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan emanated only from the Aron. Okay, meaning if not the Aron, then the Beis HaMikdash wouldn't have kedusha. I left is the Bayis Sheni. Right, the Gemara says in Yuma Chaval and Beis, the Gemara has there's a pasuk El Chagai. The Gemara Darsh has a small hay. There are five things were missing in the Bayis Sheni. Okay, one of the things we are, and there was no Aron in the Bayis Sheni, so the possible Bayis Sheni had no. So the truth is, there's a discussion in the Gemara in Yuma, also in Zvachim, the Gemara has a discussion, what Taka happened to the Aron? Was it taken to go? It's not taken to go, it's according to the movie, Raiders of Ark, it's not the music, something. But according to the Rambam, that's what the Rambam pointed out, the Rambam points out, in the beginning of Paragdal of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, The Rambam tells us he paskins, quote unquote, like that opinion of the Gemara that said when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, he foresaw with Nebuah that the Beis HaMikdash is eventually going to be destroyed and is going to fall into the enemy hands and so on and so forth. So he had them build various, underground sort of tunnels and so on, and left word, father to son, the Malchei Yehuda, that when you see that the city is going to fall and so on, so get the Aron out of there and put it in these underground chambers someplace, and that's where, in the days of Yoshiyahu, that's what they did. They put the Aron in these underground tunnels. That's what the Rambam brings, and therefore, even the Bayashani, although the Aron wasn't up on top in its normal place, but it was there. Okay. Where was the Aron? Was also the area of Kedusha. I may talk about that with Kedusha Rishon, Kedusha Shnei, but it's a good question. Yes, we'll get that. That's what I'm himself talking about. Okay, but anyway, that's when I say Paragdala, the Biblical Basis of Kedusha at the beginning. Ram quotes that Pesan, Gemara, and Yuma, and so on. But anyway, so the Vayishen Aron was there as well. And the truth of the matter is, if you look in the Rambam at the beginning of Parak Yud Aleph of Hilchos Tefillah, we spoke about this in the past. The Rambam writes the same thing in the Shul. The whole Kedusha of the Shul is the Aron. Everything else is sort of like a cup overflow, so it has a kind of an overflow of the Kedusha of the Shul. But it really all emanates from the Aron. Okay, but again, the bottom line is that the Kedusha of Yisod of the Kedusha of the Mikdash. I was interested, Rosh Hashanah has an essay in his own sefer, Eretz HaTzvi. So Simon Yud Beis is entitled the Inyanei Beis HaKnesses U'Kedushoso. In the beginning, he talks a little bit about this matter as well. Okay, and he quotes this Gemara and talks about the Yoshiyahu HaMelech, and therefore the Kedusha Yisod of the Rav is that that's the difference between Tashmish Mitzvah and Tashmish Kedusha, is you have to have Kedusha's Ksav Shel Sefer Torah, and all that comes from the Aron. Now, you asked before, in the previous Ozanos Dalit of LSD of Shech, it's also like Guf Yisrael, like the Kedusha group of a Jew. Okay, so he says, when it comes to a non Jew, let's say, keeps the Shem Mitzvah and Ochim Tzon, can be classified, so to speak, as Tashmishi Mitzvah, but not Tashmishi Kedusha, but Yisrael has a din of Kedusha, the Tashmishi Kedusha, because you learn Torah. Everything emanates from Torah. So Torah, you know, sort of something is inside you. So again, I wasn't going to talk about it just because you asked. You know, he puts that in the, he includes that in the, in that essay there if you want to read it. But in any event, what I would say for Torah, the Rav
actually said,
he actually said that the Aron is not just say for Torah, have to have the Aron. Interesting. I was knowing. Because the Rav said you can do even with the minion because the people, but yeah. Interesting. Now, in terms of Bayis Sheni further, so there is an essay in the sort of the Yahrzeit Rosh, the Shiur Mosecha Avamari that they printed in the Chelek Aleph of this two Ayamor, Shiur Mosecha Avamari, that's Shefa's piece is in Eretz HaTzvi, the first day of the Simeon Beis. But the Ozdal is the one you asked about, that Goofy Soil. I wasn't talking about that, but I just mentioned it before it up. But in the Shiur Mosecha Avamori, it's an essay on Kriyas HaTorah, Shiur, and Kriyas HaTorah B'Shabbat B'Sheni V'Chamishi. Okay, what's the nature of that? It's in the middle of that essay, starting on page Kuf Ayin, at least in this edition, anyway. He brings up the following point. He says that we know that Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha also. There's something we hinted at before. Kedusha Rishona, Kedusha Shni, and so on and so forth. So where does that, where does that Kedusha come from? So he says, now the Chazal say the Kedusha came from the conquest, right? Yeshua, Kibush Aretz Adei Yeshua. Okay, so, Yeshua's conquest was Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael. And then by Yisrael, it came back. We got to the second one. Ezra, the resettling and so on and so forth. Chazoka, that was the second bias. So the first bias was the conquest in the hand of Yeshua. So one second. So how exactly does that work? Okay. Yeah, exactly. So how does that work in light of what we just said before? The Rav said as follows. Okay. He says, I'm reading now from page Kuf Ayin, in that volume, HaTorah Omeres V'Parshas Mechama, the Okay, that's in Dvarim Perek, in the end of the Parsha Shoftim. Okay, Dvarim Perek Chof, Sukkim Gimel Dal, they go out for Milchama and so on. So it says, Shema Yisrael Atem Krei Ma'el Milchama Al Tiru Al Pechvizu Al Paratzu Ne'ev Ki Hashem Alakechem Aleich Machem Lachem Lachem Ilech Alashishem. We'll quote that Pasuk in a Tzvila, right? So the Mishnah in Sota says, what does that mean? Zeh Machane Ha'orom. And the Gemara in Membeis and Membeis, he quotes, he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, was in the Aron, so and what led the kibush was the Aron Taken. So it's consistently said before. It was not Yoshua, so to speak, it was the Aron. The Mekadesh, what did Aron have? What does it bring the Aron out to? Now, a few weeks ago I spoke about, forget about which Aron, this Aron, we had that a few weeks ago. So I'm not going to go into that problem now. But an Aron went out with them, okay? So basically, the Rav Yisod is that the Mekadesh of Eretz Yisrael was not Yoshua and the people, but was the Aron that went out to battle with them. Okay? And he points out an interesting distinction in Paragimel of Sefer Yoshua. Okay, the beginning of Paragimel. The Pasuk says, he mentions that it was actually a different thing because he develops it here also. When they traveled in the Midbar, so that's described in Parshas Alosa, when they would move, right? So the first Shvatim would move, then the first group of Shvatim of three, then the second group of three, then the Aron, right? But you know, when they went out to the war, the Aron was no sailor's man. So that was leading the kibush. It brings the advice from Yoshua, okay? And so in that sense, this is not a contradiction at all to what we said before, because the kibush was done via the Aron, so the Kedusha came from came from there. That's a good question. I don't think you said that, but it's possible. Now, as far as Bayis Sheni is concerned, so first of all, you can ask it as a stam, an interesting question. Okay, so where was the Aron in the Kiddusha Shnia? In other words, that we just explained, Kiddusha Rishona. That was done through not the Yeshua, I mean, it was the Yeshua, but again, it was the Aron that sort of invested the Kiddusha in the place. But what do you do with Kiddusha Rishona? Kiddusha Shnia, rather. There was no Aron then. There was no Torah. There was people coming back. So the Rav, in the same piece, on page Kufayin Aleph, Kufayin Beis, discusses that really you find different psukim, okay, and it goes back to the Aron being buried there under the ground. You find in Parshas Bahalosa, it says by Hebin Soharon, and also says Menucha Yoma. The two psukim at least we take out of the Torah. So he has a point. He says Parshas Bahalosa on page Kufayin Beis. Bemidbar Yud Psukim Lamed Gimel Tavrei, the famous Psukim, right? By Yisum and Harashem and so on, by Hebin Tzorah, and then the Menucha Yomar. So he said the really there was, and that's what he talks about two different Arons and so on, one Aron estate. But basically there is he says Hadavar Pashatu Ki Kiddush Eretz Yisrael De Yoshua Nia Aide HaAron She Yotzei Imal Umechamos Lamed Al Umechamos Lamed Al Balachim Umekorav A Pasuk Arishon By Hebin Tzorah, right? Because what does it say By Hebin Tzorah? Kuma Hashem. To conquer the enemy, right? That's what brought about the Aron was the Kovish, right? By even so, Aron Hashem Kum Hashem, right? Hashem is leading them, so that's the Aron that's creating the Kedusha. Okay. Now, if that's the case, though, okay, and that's what the Rambam happens to pass. If it's the Kibush through the Aron which created the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, so then once the Kibush was undone by a conquest in the other direction, we're in a losing end. The Rav writes over here, L'chaim Pasek HaRambam, Ki Kedushas Arts Niskatshe, They Aron, Anosteh, Eretz Mechama, Batla, Begolos Rishon, Kesharat Nich Bisha, Yidei Chayal Osof, Shal Mukhad Netzer, Kol Mitzvoso, V'chalos Shmo, Shal Aron Masov, Kshurim, In Kiyam Tzilas Moshe, Kum Hashem, V'futzoi Vecha. The Kedusha comes about through the Aron acting in the role of Kum Hashem, V'futzoi Vecha. Your enemies will be scattered. Well, when that's not happening, on the contrary, the enemies are victorious. So, Chalos Aron Zeh, Bar, they beat their only Bitu Malak, Kishra Od Mispazim, Amisanim Nosim. Then it's Mekadosh Arte de Kibush. Okay, but once we've sinned and so on and so forth, so then we have to, you know, we have to come up with some other way. So he says, Ulam Kishanu Donim al Kiddush Shlema, Tolab Chalot Shem Arn Bimnucha So, al Piakos of Nucho, Oz Akadusha Eina Betela Afilab is Mangolos. But he says there is an element of the Kedusha which is not bottle even Bismangolos, Mibesha Aron Habris.
Lamros Churban Abayis Lo Galal Baba. That's why the Rambam can at the same time, while passing that the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael was Bato, but the Kiddush of the Mikdash, not what you said before, Shechina Eina B'Teila. Shechina Eina B'Teila, because since the Aron was Nignaz with Mokom Mikdash, okay, and the Iskara B'Shem Shibar Bayit Rashish and so on, Ha'aron Achsha B'Gnizah, so your question was in between, not sure, but Ha'aron Achsha B'Gnizah, so Nitfas D'Shem V'Chalos Aron B'Mnucha So, Al P'Gzeres HaKosov V'Mnucha Yomar. No, there's still V'Mnucha Yomar. V'Adayin Kocharad L'Hamshich Es Kedushas HaMikdash. So that accounts the Rav says, again, the source of all the Kedush is Torah. So there were two different functions the Aron had. The Aron had leading a conquest, Kuma Hashem Yafutzo Yivecha. When that is undone, so the Kedush is undone. But in terms of the Kedush of the Mikdash, as long as the Aron is there, even if it's buried underground somewhere, in some underground chamber. I think Gemara tells a story about a certain Kohen who, you know, was poking around. It was something out of the movie, the loose stone and another thing. And, you know, I don't know if the shelves turned around, whatever happened, you know, he went downstairs. And the and he found where the Aron is, he came up and he dropped dead suddenly. So they realized you're not supposed to know, so they closed it up and then everyone died. Yep, sorry,
Greg. He shot there, so suddenly lost the
shot. Right, that's the Rambam's expression, Shechina Eina B'Teila. Okay, now, and he said, again, he goes into the thing, as you read it here, but the question now, again, but what about then, what happened in the, you know, the Bayis Shemi? What was the Kedushas Ezra? The Rambam goes on. The whole piece, you know. Okay, so he says, he says, Binogela Kedushas Ezra, okay, Bokas for Ola Shela Chamur. Lo Hertzach Bekedusha Mikdush Chadasha, okay, you didn't need a new Kedusha for the Mikdush because of Nucha Yomar. The Aron, which produces the Kedusha, was still there, okay, but the original Shina and the Taylor. That's the Mikdash. Aval Ech Tikudash Haaretz. What about Eretz Yisrael? Aron Habris Haganos. Okay, and for Kiddush Haaretz, you need an Aron that goes out to war. Kum Hashem Yafutz Avecha. So where is that? Okay, so he says. That's really what the Rav wants to go with. He says. The Gemara says Chazal, but he's taking it a step further. That's all I get to. Okay, the Rav said that actually what brings about the Kedusha Shnia, okay, is also Torah, the Torah Shabbat Peh. Okay, and that's the sort of the Rav, the sort of the parallel, so to speak, of the Torah Shemichsav and Torah Shabbat Peh. The Rav over here quotes the Rambam, and he mentions that. He says, let's find the right word. Hamikdash b'bayis sheni ha'yisator shabapeh. B'nigud l'mikdash harishon de'yeshua sh'azdei in Torah Shemichsav, Aron represents Torah Shemichsav, hamikdash ha'sheni ha'yator shabapeh. It's still Torah, but it's not Torah Shemichsav, Torah Shemichsav. Hevdol gadol yesh ben kiddush Torah Shemichsav v'zeh Torah Shemichsav. B'kiddush harishon ha'chetz ha'misuyim shal mikdash, right? The Aron, Torah Shemichsav, nachos baron ha'brit. It's his own chama kitchas arch and ichbushal is high between the spices and trees. Yilach nosam leis kachya kachim kitchas amikdash. But he says as far as the bayashemi and so on and so forth, he says that's why the kedusha the Eretz Yisrael now is chal, because once that was chal, that's lo b'teila, it's ain't a b'teila. Why? Because that didn't come about through a military conquest. So it's not going to be undone by a military conquest. Bayis Rishon came about, the Kedusha came about through military conquest, so it's undone through a military conquest. Bayis Sheni came about through the Kedusha of Torah Shabbat Peh. So that, so let's see. Okay. So evidently, it's the what he goes on to describe is the embracing, so to speak, of the Torah Shabbat Peh. The acceptance of the, because you could ask the question, so why didn't they use the Torah Shabbat the first time? The Torah Shabbat Peh is ongoing, and this is what we spoke about. We mentioned last week a little bit that the Torah Shabbat Peh, you know, so to speak, the chetz of Torah Shabbat Peh, that's what the Beis HaLevi writes in one of his drushes, that the chetz of Torah Shabbat Peh is Klal Yisrael. We developed Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh is written in the open state. The Torah is written there. Right? Torah Shabbat Peh is what we developed. The question is, why don't they have the Torah Shabbat Peh in the first place? Okay, I'm saying that we're learning.
Everybody came up with an idea.
No. Okay, so that's Kol Mashe Talmud Vasi the Moshe Rabbeinu. So again, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu knew about it. It's using certain tools. So again, so ultimately, it's using the tools that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us, right? With Moshe, whether it's the midrasha, the dresses by him. You can't make things up on your own,
right?
It has to be through the tool. Good. It goes back to the question. So that's what the Rav then answered. That's what we did. His question: why did that have day one? Yeah. There are other things. In order to have the full Kiddush, you have to have all Jews living in Eretz, a majority of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, which may happen soon, although for many things has to be called Echad Echad Yodeh Makiris Mekomo. You have to know where the Shvatim are. That's a different problem. But the Rav here developed a different point, because he was obviously aware of this question. Okay, and again, the Rav said that the Shul also, the Perkin Alphas too, the Shul also emanates from the Aron and so on. So it's Kiddusha. There is Kedusha, the Shul is armed. But as far as the Kedusha Shin, the Tar Shema Peh, so here is a very simple answer. And that is, as I've developed, that the Gemara says it's Shabbos Taf Peches. Right? It says, Vayisatu Besachti Zahar, right? The Pasha Yisro, they stood under the mountain. And the Gemara says, Melame Shekofon, because Baruch Zahar Kigigis. Right? Because Baruch had to threaten the Kal Yisro to accept the Torah. Right? They said, if you accept the Torah, you'll love Shomtei Kuraschem. So what exactly did they accept? What didn't they accept? So on the one hand, it's a problem, right? The Gemara says, "Well, Dor Rabba L'Raisa," right? This is a big apology, so to speak, in terms of Torah. So what's going on? So how do we understand? How do we reconcile with the fact that because Baruch Hu had to threaten the Klal Yisrael to accept the Torah with Nasa and Ishma and so on? So the Tosfos asks the Kash that Rishon discussed, but those are points where Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Noach Oz Gimel. But the Medrash says as follows. He says, "V'lo kibul Yisrael et haTorah ad shekofa lehem haKadosh Baruch Hu zahar ki gigish shenemar vayisyatzu b'sachti zahar." It's a pasuk Yisro Shmos Yud Tes Yud Zayin. The Omer of Dimi Bar Chamo Omer lehem haKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael et mekablim atem es haTorah mutav v'imlo sham tehei kurasem. Right? Which I'm just going to interrupt myself with something else that the Rav says. I'm talking about the Rav. The Rav was bothered. Every word, you know, mattered. What do you mean, Shom Tei Kurasa? You say, Kan, Pope. You drop them out right here. It's Shom. So the Rav said, it wasn't that a Kadosh Baruch Hu physically lifted up the mountain and threatened them. It's Kehilu he threatened them. And he said, if you don't accept the Torah, Shom, what's Shom? Somewhere down the road, right? You're going to disappear as a people. Nothing's going to bury you. You're going to disappear as a people. You don't have a Torah. Oh, baby. But he said, Shom is down the road. You'll be like everybody else. You'll intermarry, you'll intermingle. You know, Klal Yisrael left. It's only with the Torah. Anyway, but getting back to this, so the Medrash Tanchuma says, in Parashat Noach, you know, Vim Tomar, Ala Torah Shvistav, Kofal HaMetzahar, if you believe that he threatened them regarding Torah Shvistav, Balo Mishar, Shomalai Mekabon HaTanas HaTorah, Anu Kula Ramanah Seven Ishma. Right? So he says, so what's going on? They said Nasir Nishma. Ella Amalana Torah Bal Peh. Their refusal or their stubbornness or their hesitation, whichever it was, or whatever combination, to accept at the time of Har Sinai that required the coercion was Torah Bal Peh. It says why? Sheyesh ba dikduke mitzvos, kalos v'chamuros, he's azo kamavis, kvakasha kashokin. That's very difficult. Torah Shabbat, okay, it's a book, we'll look at it, looks good. Right? So we need both. So now the question is which, but certain parts of them. But the bottom line is they accepted it, they had to, but they were not willing. They needed that extra measure of coercion. Of course, Torah Shavuot is needed. But they were willing to accept Torah Shavuot. They were not fully ready to embrace, let's put it that way, the concept of Torah Shavuot. So that's what the Medrash Tanchuma says here in Bereishis. So in Noach, rather. So that's the case. They did not willingly accept the Torah Shavuot. When did they willingly accept the Torah Shavuot? That same Gemara in Shabbos Peches says, "Harder Kiblu Mechas Reros." Purim time, Kimu Kiblu. By Kimu Kiblu, which is a lesson very, I mean, it's sure. Kimu Kiblu is a language powerful, not the Mishnah. It's the same, you know, idea. We'll do it. We'll listen. Kimu. So the Rav said, if that's the case, since the Torah Shavuot was not willingly accepted, so that's why in the days of Yehoshua, when it was still. They still had Torah Shavuot Peh only as a result of some form of coercion. So that couldn't be the Mekadosh, right? But by bias, saying it was after Purim, after King of the Kiblu, they had the Torah Shema Peh, and they had now willingly accepted it. So now, already, that can be the mechanism, so to speak, that brings about the Kedusha Shnia.
So
and that's why...
70.
Yes, I'm not sure. I read the
question. Another 2 decades between Ezra and Ahasuerus.
Right. Again, so the chronology is interesting. That I don't go to that problem right now because I'll assume that you know that Ahasuerus was in between the Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni towards the end. Question. But the point is that there was an acceptance at that time. You put the Medrash Tanchuma into that Gemara and Shabbos, and what they didn't accept and what they later accepted, the Kimel and Kibble, was the Torah Shel Peh. So the Mela was the Torah Shel Peh that they went ahead to accept at the time of Purim. Okay, so we discussed why suddenly they accept the Torah Shel Peh then. So again, it's important historically. I mean, that was the end of the period of Nevuah, right? I mean, that we know. Chagai Zichai Malachi were the last Nevi'im that we had, right? As I mentioned many times, that the very last pasuk, the last Tzukim of Malachi, which we don't Shabbos HaGadol in a couple of weeks, right? It says, Zichru Torah Moshe, right? It reminds people to accept, to remember the Torah. And then it says, Hina Nefesh Shalach HaSel Yonavi, right? Basically, Malachi was signing off in the name of the Nevi'im. That's it. There's no more Nevu'ah until Hina Nefesh HaSel eventually Eliyahu will come back. We'll have Nevu'ah again. But in the meanwhile, this is Malachi signing off in the name of all the this. There's one opinion in the Gemara that Malachi was Mordechai, right? Whereas in Bobas, I think that Malachi was Mordechai, right? So basically, that was the end of the period of Nevu'ah. So it makes sense why Torah Shel Peh now and the role of the Chachamim with the absence of more direct communication. But in any event, let the Rav suggest that in terms of the.
So when the Nevuah started,
yeah. When the Nevuah stopped, the Torah Shel Peh played an even more dramatic role. Maybe that's why.
Question: how do we even survive as a people without a full seven?
No, we did. We had it, but. We did it. Yeah, okay, that may have helped. But again, it's not that we didn't have the Torah Shel Peh. We had it. We accepted it, but it was through coercion. It wasn't a willing acceptance. We accepted it. We did it.
More scary.
Okay, yeah.
Mountain or home? There was only coercion.
Yeah, so that's the further question. What did Chagai Kiblu mean? No, but there's a Chazal assumed that it was the Echa. Kiblu, the Kib. So now, it's a good question. What does it mean, Chagai Kiblu? And the Gemara doesn't call that a Modar Rabba. The Gemara doesn't say that. Apparently, there it was. It was the willing. Maybe the story motivated them itself. It's a different question. But the Rav also pointed out that there was a Gemara Mord Chalva Manal. The Gemara says Amar Huna Aroa Sefer Torah Shenikra. You see a torn Sefer Torah, so you have to tear Kriya twice, one on the torn on the gorilla, the torn parchment, one on the torn ksav. Okay, and that when you burn a Sefer Torah, both the cloth and what's written on it, you know, are burnt. So the Rav asked, one second, okay, we all know that famous one of Rozar, Dr. Chesim Alaf, we mentioned on the Kippur and on Tisha B'Av, right? Chilim ben Trajon was wrapped up in the Sefer Torah, and they set fire to him and the Sefer Torah together. It's a Gemara, again, we know from the Zohar Gemalchus, right? For the kin on Tisha B'Av, we have Chatan Sereno on the Slicha on Kippur, and there it says that Ruchim Trajon was wrapped up in the Sefer Torah and was burnt, you know, alive with the Sefer Torah. And he said, "I see the Sefer Torah is burning, but the Osses are flying up." What do you mean the Osses are flying up? The Osses on the how do we understand that? The Osses are on the paper, on the cloth. So the cloth was burning. How could it be? It's against that Gemara Mod Cotton that says that the cloth and the words go together. The Rav said no. What Ruchim Chaim was maybe referring at the story over there, Moed Katan, was about when they burnt Megillas Eichon. Yirmiyahu wrote Megillas Eichon in advance. The original writers in the Ruah, this is what's going to be. So the king didn't want to hear about it, so he burnt it. That's what they're talking about over there. Okay, that was quote unquote Tarshim of Sa'd. The Rav suggests sort of what the Chaim meant. When he saw Osos Parchas Ma'avi, that's it. What did he teach? Mistami taught Parchas Ma'avi, right? When he was Makil, with the long name, when they had Makil Kilos Gedolos, the Lermatan, and so on, right? And he had to say the Torah, but he was expounding on it. He was sharing Torah Shabbat Peh as well. So therefore, that's what was disappearing, so to speak, not the Torah Shabbat Peh. Therefore, the Kedusha we shown him, which was Koch of Torah Shabbat Sam, that was Shaya Chorban. Okay, because that can be destroyed. Torah Shel Ksav can be destroyed. the Torah Shebaal Peh, which ultimately is no physical quality to it, it can never be destroyed. Right? Torah Shebaal Peh is always there. You know, you have the human mind, and you have this, you know, the storehouse of traditions and so on. So, and why didn't the Jews then in the first place? Because they hadn't really accepted the Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's the idea of the Rav suggested. But just to, you know, kind of you know, wrap up some of these ideas, he says that the pious Chumash Dvarim, you know, kind of the Rav always said with himself, the confusion of Torah Shebaal and Torah Shebaal Peh, because Chumash Dvarim, it says that the whole Moshe Beres HaTorah Zos Memor, Dvarim Perakalaf Osakei, right? What do you mean, whole Moshe Beres HaTorah Zos? See, Beres, explain it. So that's sort of the origin, so to speak, of Torah Shebaal Peh. And the Gemara. And begin in Parshas Dvarim.
No, but when we said that,
the Rav understood. Now, what was he said that because that's what the word bear means. Oh, Moshe bear.
He had that.
No, but was written down was only Torah Shabbosav. But Chumash Dvarim, the Moshe's writing is Torah Shabbosav, but already has an element of Torah Shabbosav. There are differences in the halacha that Dorshin Smukh and other things now that apply in Dvarim that don't apply in the rest of the Torah. That's not an interesting shiur for another time. But the Chumash Dvarim is, you know, is a different status. But it's interesting, the Gemara in Adarim, Daf Lamed Ches, as Rav Shechter pointed out, that Gemara indicates that originally the Torah was only given to Moshe and his family. But Moshe did everybody a favor and he shared it with everybody else. Nar bo Moshe tovas ayin. Okay, let other people have it also. What are we talking about over there? So the Gemara explains that not only the Torah itself was given to everybody, but the drushas, the way to interpret Torah, the drushas of Torah, Jeshlan, and so on, that was originally given, so to speak, to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu shared, the way to explain things in the Torah and so on, that's what Moshe, so to speak, was knowing, prophesying, and shared with other people also. So, the Tziv explained that, the Rav basically explained based on that, the written Torah Moshe had the Torah Shebaal Peh shared with others as well. And he says the Rav says, but that's why at the beginning of Chumash Dvarim, there's sort of like except this fusion or this introduction of Torah Shebaal Peh, you understand the connection. The beginning of Torah of Chumash Dvarim says that because Baruch was going to, you know, Einecha Haros, it says, as Yeshua Tzivei Baisele Mor Paragimel Pasuk Kabbalah from the Latana, right? Okay, and basically, what's the connection between, again, the idea of Torah and the idea of Yeshua Tzivei and so on, and the, you know, and the conquest of Eretz Yisrael, same thing, that the Kedusha, that really Moshe Rabbeinu himself wanted, the Rav suggested, the Kedusha we show him should have been through Torah Shebaal Peh also. Right, that's the fusion, the beginning of Dvarim, with and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted. He wanted the Kedusha Rishon should be through the Koch of Torah Shebaal Peh also, so that would never become Bottle. Right? Unfortunately, however, because the Bnei Yisrael did not accept had not accepted Torah Shebaal Peh fully, the Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't allow it to happen. It's only later in the time of Achashverosh that they accepted Torah Shebaal Peh. Well, Torah Shebaal Peh took on that status. In any event, we're back now to the Rav's own essay, and the same just to conclude. So, basically, according to the Rav, the Rav for all Kedusha is Torah. Torah is the source of Kedusha. Why is that so? So, the Rav and others pointed that also. Again, everyone sees now that all that we have that has Kedusha, I'm going back to that original Gemara Megillah, the Chavav of Tashmishe Kedusha. Tashmishe Kedusha somehow has the Ksav and the Torah, like Tzillin, like Mezuzah, like the Torah itself. And all Kedusha emanates from there. Whether it's the Kedusha of Mesach Nesu, so we accept the Urayim. Again, I mentioned the Ramban is a different take, I have to be fully honest. But the Urayim says, and the Rambam also meant that way, that he has the Shul, has Kedusha, and on the rightful level, and so on. Because all emanates, everything comes from the Aron. The Aron has the Sefer Torah. All Kedusha comes from the Sefer Torah. And even the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And the Kedusha of the Mikdash. All Kedusha emanates from Torah. And goes back to that Ramban. I saw the Rambam with Kedusha Zman. I didn't speak about Kedusha Zman, right? I'm a little bit Kedusha Gufa mentioned. Kedusha Zman I didn't mention, yeah.
Yeah, because it's
I mean, Eretz Yisrael, right, the Shekelim. So, they, yeah. Again, you have to look at the, yeah, you can say that the gradations, but it's rooted in Torah. That's the Rav Yisod. Now, why is it rooted in Torah? Because what is Torah? So that's, you know, the Rav and the others are pointing to that also, and that will finish up. Ramban says at the beginning of his introduction to the Chumash, okay, Ramban is a parish on the Chumash. He says it's a Kabbalistic idea, but we understood, you know, without knowing the Kabbalists, which I don't, so I'm not trying to explain. He says that the Kabbalah says that the whole Torah is Shemos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Torah is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever exactly that means. But it has halachic implications. How do we know that we say Bracha Birchas HaTorah? It says Kishem Hashem Ekra. Oh, the one Baruch Hu is right. Kishem Hashem Ekra. When I learn Torah, I'm saying the Shem Hashem. What do you mean? Let's say Hapsukim or I'm doing the Shem Hashem. It doesn't matter. The whole Torah is the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Torah is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what does it mean? It's the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what the Torah is a description of Elokus. We can't really grasp what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. We can't. Okay, it's beyond our capability, our mental ability. However, we can get a glimpse. Okay, I think, I don't know if the Ramban or others give this example, but it's like, you know, so somebody who lives in the king's palace, he's the king all the time. Some peasant, they, well, once a year, the king has a parade through the town, but he knows what the king looks like because he sees it. Now, other people don't even see the king at all, but his picture's on the coin, you know, so they can recognize, right, you can get a glimpse. So the Torah provides the person with a glimpse of what it means, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence is. The person's name becomes like his essence. That defines him. So the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Torah. The entire Torah, you know, in a certain sense, every, and that also explains why, you know, people raise the question. The Gemara has, at least according to some opinion, that certain mitzvahs, certain cases never came up. Well, however, for example, according to some, Ben Sora Mora, never was such a case. Or Bayis Hamanuga. Right, the house that had Sarat, or was the other one, Irani Dachas, right? The Gemara has three examples. Those three, I think, are three things that never, so the Gemara asked the question, so what do we waste space in the Chumash for about it? So the Gemara answers, Drosha Kamosar. You'll learn, you'll get Sar. Okay, it seems to me there's enough to learn without those three things. So we'll learn a little more Hechel Shabbos.
You learn this, you get back so
you
get, in the center.
Okay, but the Rav said a little differently. I think I heard this a lot. He said that if we understand that the whole Torah is like a tapestry that represents Hashem, so yes, those true they have no halachah l'maaseh ramifications, but somehow these, like, if you have a big picture, there's three boxes missing. You'll notice right away there's three boxes missing. I imagine a big mural and there's three boxes that were cut out. So you'll see, even though there's small boxes by themselves, you look at this picture, it's a piece of blue paint. Whatever, you don't need it. I'm just saying, but if you look at the blue, so by itself, what is it? Not worth anything. Who needs it? Right here, but in the picture, believe me, when it's not there, that's the first thing your eyes are drawn to. And there's a rip or there's a hole, right? That's the first thing you see. So these three things, because together they form the Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the case. Since all could come full circle, since all Kedusha emanates from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Elokus? How is Elokus described as Torah? So therefore, for us, all Kedusha emanates from Torah, and all things we have, yes, in the realm of Kedusha's Makom, anyway, and as we said, to answer your question, Kedusha Guf as well, emanates that. Kedusha's Man, we'll have to speak about it another time. Wish everybody a good Baruch.